Knitting Out Loud presents Debbie Stoller reading from Stitch and Bitch, The Knitter's Handbook. Take Back the Knit, Why Young Women Are Taking Up Knitting Once More. My Crafty Family. My grandmother sits straight-backed in the living room chair, her feet planted firmly on the floor in front of her. As always, her hands are in motion, constantly in motion, as her knitting needles go back and forth, yarn feeding through her hands from a ball that unwinds slowly at her side. My grandmother's hands are old, and so smooth they seem to have had the fingerprints worn off of them. Her sister, my great-aunt Jo, sits beside her, tatting lace onto the edge of a handkerchief. My mother and Aunt Hetty work on their own embroidery projects, and along with the other aunts and uncles who are visiting, all of the adults are engaged in a lively conversation, punctuated by rounds of hearty laughter. Too young to join in the grown-ups' discussion, I sit on a small stool, quietly eating cake. After all, this is a birthday party. My mother met my dad and moved to America when she was 24, but for most of my childhood, we spent our summers back in Holland with her relatives. Between my grandmother and her 8 sisters, and my mom and her 2 sisters, there were always aunts and great-aunts around. Women filled every room, and whenever the relatives were gathered together, the women's hands were always working. With very few exceptions and with barely any attention paid to what was going on below their elbows, the women would be busy knitting or sewing, darning or tatting. It didn't so much...